On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Come in, Hollywood. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dom. How are you, man?
Very well. How are you?
Good, good, good. Fabian Fanboy is your alias, of course. I just slipped into your real name then. Damn it.
It's okay.
That's okay. How's Hollywood? What's going on? What's going on over there? What's in LA? Where are you? What's going on? Big season. It's a pilot season. Hollywood, LA. Hollywood, some superstars.
So much happening. I did something interesting yesterday. I went to a screening of this upcoming documentary that Rose McGowan made for the E! Channel that sort of follows her throughout the rise of Me Too and her arrest and the Harvey Weinstein and all that kind of stuff.
Well, she had a documentary team following her the whole time.
Well, they kind of got up and going when it all started to happen.
Right, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And
that would have been fascinating.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to talk about what I saw because it's still under embargo, but I just thought I'd tell you that I went.
Okay, well done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Films out this week. Downsizing, which is the new Alexander Payne film. I was very, very excited to see this. This is awesome.
Who's Alexander Payne?
He made Election, Sideways, The Descendants. He's an Oscar-winning filmmaker known for his kind of humanistic Midwest set comedies. He made that film Nebraska most recently.
All right, yep.
And, so this is a bit of a step outside his usual wheelhouse in that it's set in a world where scientists have come up with an amusing solution to overpopulation and environmental degradation, which is to shrink humans down to just a couple of inches tall so they become less of a ecological... Have you heard of this film?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of... It's quite good. It's Matt Damon plays the lead, Kristen Wiig's in it, Christoph Waltz, and it's kind of a big, crazy sci-fi idea, but it's not, you know, like an action thriller or a fantasy movie, which is kind of refreshing in that sense. The execution of the scale of the sizing stuff is really, really good, especially if, like me, when you used to watch Land of the Giants and you'd get really angry about how a certain
how the gecko would look just too much like a massive gecko.
Yeah, there's been more thought and effort put into the consistency of the scale here than any film like this before. And it's very amusing to witness, and I was never bored through the film, but it kind of loses its way a little bit, dramatically speaking. You're not quite sure what the point being made is, but I still thoroughly enjoyed it.
Such a visual treat for a start.
Yeah, it's sort of more of a visual treat than anything, and a very expensive looking film. It kind of flopped over here. Some people are attributing that to Matt Damon being Matt Damon a little bit too much the last few months, but also it's kind of a weird idea of a film that has a lot of ambition in the get-go but doesn't quite follow through. It doesn't sort of deliver any surprises in the third act that you kind of hope will bring it all together a bit. But I still enjoyed it and I still recommend it. Also at this week...
Downsize.
Yes. Downsizing.
Awesome.
There's a new New Zealand film out this week called Hibiscus and Ruthless that looks totally awesome. It's the follow-up film from the guy who made Three Wise Cousins. And it's about two young girls who kind of grow up together, and one's a bit more responsible and one isn't. I watched the trailer for this. It looks fantastic. It's getting some really nice reviews.
Phil Goff gave it some big ups the other day.
Oh, good.
He went to the premiere.
Yeah. Has there been much press about it that you can perceive in New Zealand?
But I mean, it's a funny time of the year for press, you know. For that sort of, apparently there has been. Lillian said online there's been lots of. I haven't been online very much, Lillian. Lillian saying online there's a lot of hubbub about it. So yeah, there is. Yeah, the answer is yeah.
Good to hear. I say we should also all go see that.
Yeah, apparently made on quite a tight budget as well, but you can't tell, is that?
Yeah, step up from Three Wise Cousins, though. I gather budget wise, which is good. So that's out. Also out this week is I, Tonya, which is the Tonya Harding film starring Margot
Robbie.
Seen
that? It's fantastic. Have you seen that?
No, I have not. So it's good, is it?
Who's the name of the lead actress? She's not old at all, isn't it? Margot Robbie's amazing in it. And the woman that plays her mother is also amazing.
Alison Janney.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's if you love leg warmers and 80s stuff, like I do, and a bit of bash. There's a bit of bash in there too.
A bit of what?
She's feisty, and her mother's feisty, and her boyfriend's quite feisty.
And did you say there's a bit of bash?
Yeah, a bit of bashing in there. It's based on the true story,
you're talking about Nancy Kerrigan getting her knee whacked by a golf club.
Well, I mean, that's a polite way of saying that, you know.
A bit of bash.
Isn't that a more breakfast way of saying it than there's some grievous bodily harm, you know?
Yeah, no, it just
happens.
It happens in all sport.
Bash.
Yeah.
Remember in that tennis player got, Monica Seles got the scissors stuck in her back by someone? Yeah, sport's dangerous.
Oh,
this is the thing, and especially and ice skating, very dangerous sport, very dangerous.
Yeah, I'm interested.
It's a great movie. I got mocked when I told some people I'd seen that. They went, "Oh, did you enjoy that? Was that good? Did you enjoy your ice skating movie?" And I just turned the other cheek.
They mocked you for seeing a film that involves ice skating.
Yeah. I watched the I, Tonya movie. And I went to see the I, Tonya movie. And they're like, "Oh, yeah, it was that." And I thought to myself, fine.
Wow, that's an odd thing to mock someone for. Oh, New Zealand.
We're still a bit backward back here, Dom. Anyway, what else you got?
Those are the big releases this week. That's all I got for you, homeboy.
Got any Oscar picks? What's happening? What about since award season? Everyone there is collecting big baubles and accolades and apologising for their mishaps when they were younger.
The Oscar thing's interesting. The stories around that have been more about who didn't get a nomination rather than who did. But I think it's pretty cool that The Shape of Water is leading the charge with 13 nominations. I thought that film...
Have you and I talked about The Shape of Water?
I think we talked about it last week a little bit. Had you seen it?
I have seen it, yeah. I liked it. But I didn't think it was... I kind of expected a little bit more. And I don't really want to bum people out by telling them why I didn't like it either. Or the one part of it I didn't like. I did like a lot of it. The costume.
Really? You didn't like the costume?
No. Guillermo, he busts out some amazing monsters in the past. And it looked a little bit Creature from the Black Lagoon, which I know it was referenced, but...
Yeah, that's interesting, because there was... I thought if anything worked in that film, it was definitely the look of the fish man. But I guess we all have our own particular proclivities when it comes to...
My favourite fish man in a movie is...
of a fish man.
My favourite fish man in a movie is the fish man from Hellboy.
Can I get... Right, well, he directed those films too.
So he knows his fish men, you know?
Yeah, I think he was trying to get away from that so people wouldn't think it was the same character. I did like Abe Sapien as well. Also like Patrick Duffy in The Man from Atlantis. And
I love The Man from Atlantis. I changed my whole life. I became a better swimmer because of that.
Yeah, I think a few generations of Kiwi kids were influenced to flop around under the water enthusiastically because of Patrick Duffy. That's an interesting point. I definitely, the film is not flawless, but I did enjoy it a lot. So that's still showing in New Zealand theatres, and if anyone needed a reason to go see it, it's the most nominated film this year, and hopefully
it's a
year
more. It still is a beautiful film. I just didn't like the monster.
Yes.
Anyway, so that's us then. Is that us? The roster. That's roster for this Friday morning.
We're done. Thank you, Mike. Nice.
All right. Well, we're going to go and enjoy Auckland anniversary weekend, my friend. So we'll be thinking of you.
Happy anniversary.
You have a wonderful weekend over there in Hollywood, California, and we'll speak to you again this time next week.
Well, cheers, Mike.
Cheers.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.